The Audacity of Relevance, Critical Conversations on the Future of Arts and Culture. Written and narrated by Alex Sarian. Epigraph. Existence is no more than the precarious attainment of relevance in an intensely mobile flux of past, present, and future. Susan Sontag. A note from the author. Dear reader, you probably picked up this book because you are a lover of the arts. You might be an artist whose craft feeds and nurtures your soul as it does for countless others in times of darkness and despair. You might be one of the thousands of people who work tirelessly in your community's creative sector to prop up the work of an organization whose impact can't be contained within the simplicity of a mission statement. You might be someone who supports the work of artists and organizations. An individual donor, a government official, a family foundation, feeling the pressure of a future that increasingly depends on you, but perhaps not knowing what role you can play in leading change. You might be an audience member who finds joy in the escape of a dark theater or curiosity in the confrontation of challenging work. Or you might be all of the above. If you love the arts as much as I do, you've probably noticed that things have not been okay recently. You've probably noticed such troubling goings-on as allegations of abuse within executive ranks, bankruptcy filings, reduced or canceled seasons, mass resignation of board members, and organizations going out of business, just to name a few. Movements such as Me Too and Black Lives Matter, compounded by the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic, haven't created new challenges in the arts world. They've revealed problems that have been unaddressed and unchecked for far too long. And instead of actually doing the work to develop meaningful and lasting changes for this sector we love so much, most nonprofit arts organizations have simply become exceptionally well-versed in leading surface-level exercises in public relations. But why then, you may be wondering, should you read a book by a first-time author who runs an organization you've probably never heard of in a city you've probably never visited? It's a question I welcome because it sits at the heart of what I want to convey about the power of relevance. When I was first contacted by a recruiter about the president and CEO role at Canada's third largest performing arts center, I was caught off guard by the fact that I had never heard of it. Arts Commons was one of the largest arts facilities in the country and home to renowned organizations that include the Calgary Philharmonic Orchestra, Theatre Calgary, Alberta Theatre Projects, One Yellow Rabbit, and Downstage. I quickly came to realize that its irrelevance to me was seemingly shared by many within Calgary who were all too confused when I would tell them that I'd moved here to lead the local art center downtown. Arts who? If we consider relevance to be a quality or state of connectedness, then it was becoming clear to me that nonprofit arts organizations across the world were struggling to maintain a level of significance or importance with their dwindling audiences. In my new role as leader of a multi-venue facility, I was determined not only to invite everyone in our city to feel a sense of empowerment in defining our future, but to have it be a model for how others could reconcile an organization's cultural mandate with its need to be in civic dialogue with others, particularly those who had historically felt unwelcomed within our venues, and have this dialogue be at the root of a new kind of business model for the arts. Imagine my humility and delight when my determination was met with open arms. Citizens were attracted by the tremendous power of our organization's commitment to our city and the energy we were bringing to the creation of a gathering place where our city's cultural and civic future was being redefined. Not by me, a newcomer to Calgary, but by the conversations we were nurturing among artists, audiences, and communities. Compounded by this institutional disconnectedness was the fact that Calgary had long been known for a compendium of things that, while powerful, is fairly slender. For having been the host city for the 1988 Winter Olympics, for the Calgary Stampede, the world's largest outdoor rodeo, and for its boom and bust oil and gas economy, all of which fueled a long-standing identity crisis. Today, I am ecstatic that Calgary is known for much more.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?